Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hapon mga teammates, narutino naman yung paboritong programa tuwing matest ng hapon. Ang Labong Sports at ito pa rin yung teammate Thor. Kasama pa rin si...
Teammate Lani.
Ayan, teammate Lani. Kumusta ang iyong bakasyon ba, teammate? Or ano?
After ng... May mga naghahabol pa ng thesis.
Ha? Di ba tapos na yung submission ng grades?
Tapos na yung submission of grades, pero okay. Yung kanilang mga final copies.
Submission na lang naman.
Submission.
No? Kasi nga graduation na natin sa ano. Next week na ba ang ating graduation?
So 28 ang graduation 28, natin.
28, university graduation.
At nag-alala ang mga tao kasi ang ating sunflowers ay hindi pa tumutubo.
Anong mangyayari? Malaking problema yan. No?
Hindi naman. Medyo siguro off yung kanilang pag-estimate nung ano.
Kasi nga naman, first, ano din naman natin to na after the ano, academic shift.
Yes.
Siguro next year mapag-aaralan na lang maayos ang wag.
Everything takes time.
Right. Tiwala lang tayo sa ating mga ano. Sa sino bang office na assigned din?
Usually that's under the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs.
OVCA, no? So good luck po sa pagtatanim ng ating mga sunflower at talagang
nakatanim na, hindi lang masyado
sa pagpapabulak lang ng ating mga sunflower. At syempre pa usapang sunflower, the sun is shining bright para sa Pilipinas kasi nakailang golds ba tayo din sa SEA Games, no?
Katatapos lang.
May ilang golds ba tayo? Verify natin mamaya kung ilan kasi nagtatali pa rin ba hanggang ngayon? Titingnan po natin. At kasama nga po natin ngayon mga teammates, no? Ay isang miyembro po ng pag-usapan po natin ngayong hapon ito ay isang bagong-bagong member ng ating first Philippine team for netball. O nga po, may balita lang po tayo dito, naka 29 golds ang ating bansa. At ang standing natin ay, well, 6th, no? Sa overall standing ng ating Southeast Asian Games. Alright, so ngayon pong hapon ito, may makakasama tayong nanggaling sa Singapore. In fact, part po siya ng first netball Philippine team na nag-compete sa katapos na 28th SEA Games. Mga teammates, ang kasama po natin ngayon ay isang former national team member ng volleyball at who also used to be as a UP spiker, no? Si Miss Teresa Angeline Gallegos Aquino or si teammate Sayan. Ayan.
Hi, good afternoon.
Kumusta teammate Sayan?
Buti naman.
May training ba kayo ngayon?
Wala. We came back, wala pa kami training.
So, memories pagbalik mo dito sa UP, ha?
Oo naman. Mabalik pa rin ako dito.
You live nearby lang ba?
Oo, malapit lang.
Oh, that's nice. So, tell us, what is netball? Well, yung first tanong talaga din kasi netball is a new sport nga. First time na nilaro ito sa SEA Games, kaya hindi pa masyado alam talaga natin mga Pilipino kung ano itong netball na ito.
Well, actually, it's the second time.
Oh, is it?
Second time. The first time it was played, it was in 2001.
Oh.
And in Malaysia. And Malaysia was the one who were champions.
Oh.
So this is the second time they introduced
it. But that was too long ago, 2015 na ngayon?
Oh.
So ibig sabihin, hindi na laro siya?
Hindi. Hindi ko continue nung sunod na. I don't know the next host of that. But hindi nila sinunod. So ngayon, pinasok ulit ng Singapore ang netball.
I think it has to do with the fact na yung netball kasi together with cricket and some of these other sports,
right.
These are sports that are played by countries that used to be under British rule.
Yes.
So okay. Kasama siya sa Commonwealth Games. So okay. Malaysia was formerly under the British rule. So it follows na yung mga sports na mga British ay inintroduce sa kanila and so it is na dinevelop nila yon at pinopromote sa sarili nilang bansa.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore on the other hand used to be part of Malaysia, di ba? Before
they declared their
independence.
Right.
So it's understandable that they're also familiar with the sport.
I see.
And play it also in their country.
So Din, has netball ever when was netball played here in the Philippines?
Well,
or?
we introduced it in our physical education classes in around mga 1998 yata or 1999. Kasi we had a visiting group of Australian students. Now, Australia was also under British rule.
Of course.
So, they introduced netball to our PE2 students.
Oh, okay.
They brought the equipment and they taught it together with Australian football and cricket. So, I was fortunate enough to be their supervising teacher. So, that's where I learned about the game.
Okay.
And tried to teach it to my succeeding classes years after. Until, of course, my class load became too heavy for the major courses. Right. So, hindi ko na naituro yan. But I always thought it was a very interesting game. Right. And for females in particular, kasi nga it's a good parang lead-up game to basketball.
Is
kasi
it?
Yung skills niya, very similar, di ba?
What can you say? From a volleyball player's point of view.
No, basketball pala.
Yeah, basketball.
Lead-up game
yeah.
to basketball.
Because
yeah.
I also played for a time basketball.
Talaga?
Under Cases.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, nag-basketball ka, nag-volleyball ka rin, at ngayon, netball ka. Uh-huh. Anong pang hindi mo kayang laruin?
Hindi ko pa natatry ang pentang.
Wow, bago yun. Yun. Aralin mo rin yun. Yun.
Iniisip ko, madali lang yata.
Wow.
Kasi, when you were going there, and then people, they were asking in regards to netball, parang, so what are you playing? Every time I would be asked about it, so ko, netball, sabihin nila, what is that? Lagi I need to always explain it. Siguro mga 8 out of 10 people, kailangan ko explain sa kanila the rules and what it looks like. Yeah. Sabi ko, usually you would say, it's like a basketball, na goal, without a backboard.
Okay.
And then, it's as long, yung height is the same as a basketball ring.
Okay.
And then, but the length is 2 meters longer.
Okay.
And it's divided into 3 parts.
Okay.
Now, there are 7 players inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which there are 3 defensive and 4 offensive players. Mm-hmm. Ganun
okay.
yun. And we, wala siyang dribble. It's all passing. And 2 are only allowed to shoot.
Okay.
Which is the goal shooter and the goal attack.
The whole time?
Yes.
So, sila lang yung may right?
Na yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
May circle yan, may semi-circle yan. Eh. Okay. Na nandun sila, nandun lang yung area that they can shoot.
Oh.
And every shot is just 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how.
Oh,
okay. 1 point lang yun. And sila lang pwede. And they have 2 defenders, which are the keepers, goalkeeper, and the goal defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the others outside of that would be feeders.
Right.
Which are the wing attack and the centers.
Mm-hmm.
Sila yun.
How long does a match usually last?
It's an hour.
Okay.
Oh, 15 minutes per quarter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference here is that there are no substitutions.
Whoa.
In a quarter. Mm-hmm. You only change it after each quarter.
Oh.
So, if magkaroon ng injury, that's right. The only time lang na pwede kang palitan. Otherwise, wala.
Wow.
15 minutes lalaruin mo yun.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, pag nakita mo yung uniform namin, meron kaming mga velcro. Ang katangay.
Talaga?
Kasi dinidikit sa amin kung ano yung position namin.
Okay.
Kasi we can change eh. Ito yung sport na you need to learn at least 2 or 3 positions.
Oh.
Kasi there's 7 players but the lineup is only 12.
Wow. Wow.
So 5 lang ang pwedeng.
Substitutions. Wow. Intense.
So kailangan at least isa o dalawa na 2 or 3 ang alam mo na positions to play.
And what positions did you play?
I play defense.
Okay.
I think most of the... Kasi yung mga recruits sa amin to play netball are mostly basketball and volleyball players. Actually, may isa pang volleyball player from UP eh. Which is si Castañeda. I don't know if you remember her.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Castañeda. Okay. But, and there's another one from La Salle, which is si Datuin. And we, coming volleyball players are mostly defensive players.
Ah, okay.
The basketball players are the ones that attack. Because sila yung masanay na feeding the ball and going and shooting.
Right.
Kami, as volleyball players, we're used to blocking and jumping. Mm-hmm. So kami yung napunta. More or less sa ano na yun.
So may transfer of skill nalaga from this sport to that sport.
Yeah.
Now, ang tanong next is, how do people, how will people train or what should they do in order to prepare or train for netball, no? Siguro ano yung opportunities na meron ngayon after this first competition na pwede nilang pwede nang ma-appreciate na ating mga nakikinig yung netball din. Sa pagbabalik po yan ng Love Kong Sports, sa oras po natin ay 15 minuto na makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika.
Sa supermarket? Kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, Ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Huwag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket.
Eh, Ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to, eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina, na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Jogging,
basketball, kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain climbing,
prutas, gymnastics,
minom ng maraming tubig,
push-up,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
break dancing,
arnis,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Si Superman, idol ko yan eh.
Bakit mo idol si Superman?
Kasi malakas siya.
Oo nga no.
Sana may superpowers ako para makatulong rin ako sa iba.
Hindi kailangan ng pambihirang lakas o kapangyarihan para maging superhero at makatulong sa kapwa. Pwede ka maging super sa pamamagitan ng maliliit ngunit mabubuting gawa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love Go ang Sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Teammates, tayo muli nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Go ang Sports at patuloy nga po natin pinag-uusapan ang tungkol pa rin sa netball. Kasama nga po natin si teammate Sean na isang miyembro ng ating first Philippine, hindi nga first, no?
First
Philippine netball team na galing po sa 28 SEA Games. So, teammate Sean, kanina iwanta sa tanong na ano yung pwedeng, ano yung balak niyong gawin para mapakalat itong netball dito sa ating bansa?
Ang plans namin kasi we want to introduce it to schools then and be a part of their curriculum. Doon mag-uumpisa. I think with, pinasok na rin, I think sa UP din, di ba? Meron ng class,
mag-uumpisa
diba?
Sa summer.
Meron. So, we planned it also especially sa mga high school, grade school, high school. And then, of course, we need to recruit more players, and hopefully we'll have another tryout soon, and we'll teach. Kasi kung isipin mo, ilan lang kami marunong maglaro,
diba?
Eh.
Oo.
So kailangan na namin magturo din ng iba to play the sport. So as of now, that since kakabalik pa lang, wala pa, we haven't really sat down. But but before we left, yun yung talagang plans namin when we come back is to introduce it to schools and for them to know that netball is already here in the Philippines.
Right. And that's very interesting, no? Sinabi mo kanina, 6 months pa lang yung team nyo and then you get to compete right away. How did that happen? I mean, anong story dun sa 6 months na yun? Sobrang intensive na inyong naging training noon? Or
it was, if malaman yung story behind it, it was really, there was a coach, basketball coach.
Okay.
Who took on the job. Her name's Piao, Coach okay. Piao, and she asked former players if we wanted to train netball. And when she asked me, I said, "I what is netball?"
Right.
I had to actually Google it and check what is it. And then it's like, "Oh yeah, I think I'm interested." And then she said, "Okay, next week we'll be leaving." It's like, "What? Next week? Yeah, we're leaving next week. Pack your bags. We're leaving next week. We're going to Singapore in December, and we're going to train." Okay. Okay, so, let's go. We went for a week to train. crash course kami doon. For most of us, it was a crash course.
Wow.
We were 12 who went there. But there are three who already more or less knew what netball is, mm-hmm. like sila Nana and another one.
Yeah.
And then we came back and continued training here. And then we found our president, Charlie Ho, found a British PE teacher in international school who okay. played netball,
okay.
who was willing to also help with the team. Mm-hmm. So eventually she also became our coach, which is Coach Fran. So from there, yeah, we played it and she taught us, and then we went back again in May to have another intensive training before SEA Games.
So you went twice before SEA Games?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a crash course, kung isipin mo, because in 6 months, when we were talking about it, forming a team that knows a certain sport and forming it for only 6 months, ano na yun eh, mahirap na yun eh. So what more pa on a sport that you need to learn in 6 months.
Wow.
And play it in an international level.
Right.
So there were a few of us who took the,
diba?
The chance on it.
Mm.
So how bilang first time din to na, anong pananaw mo? May ano ba chance ang Philippines sa sport na to?
I think so. I think at least in Asia we have a chance.
Okay.
Kasi of course pag world na pag-uusapan, the number ones are Australia and New Zealand, sila talaga.
Yeah,
and they're really tall. And I don't think we have a fighting chance. Mm. Not unless we recruit really tall people. Tall.
Okay.
But in Asia, I think we do have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
How
tall were your competitors?
I think the tallest, Singapore was more or less my height.
Talaga? I'm
5'8", 5'8".
Okay,
more or less. But Malaysia was really tall.
Okay.
They were probably around an average of 5'10", 5'11", average. Ang Malaysia. Oo. In Singapore, meron silang goalkeeper probably around mga 6'3", 6'4".
Ikaw na ba yung tallest yun?
No, the tallest sa atin is the goal shooter, Thea. Okay. She's 5'11".
Okay.
Wow. She's the tallest. And kaya ngayon ano namin, pag may matangkad, yun baka pwede mag-netball, mga ganun. Yun na lang yung ano namin. So pwede to. Naghahanap kami.
Wow.
Mga dating volleyball players and basketball players, ni-invite pa rin namin, maybe they would want. And actually, may mga friends na kami who were asking on how they could learn the sport.
Okay.
So siguro we just need to organize it and,
right. and
invite people and play it.
So what's the next competition after nitong ano, SEA Games? Meron bang Worlds or?
Meron, usually they have a Nations Cup, which
okay.
Singapore hosts each year during
okay.
December. But ito international. We were able to watch it in December when we were there.
Mm.
Though the teams that were there was Samoa, Papua New Guinea, Ireland.
Okay.
Those were the teams, Malaysia, Singapore, and they're really ranked.
Okay.
Way up there. Singapore actually is ranked 19 in the world.
Wow.
They were the ones, they are the champions. They're the champion. And then Malaysia is ranked, I think, 23.
Okay. Up there.
Up there. They're really up there.
Right. And after playing it, so will you, ikaw ba bilang part niyan, committed ka sa sarili mo talaga na ituro siya sa girls? No, kasi I think it's a very empowering sport, is it? For women?
Well, I think the value that they can learn there is, of course, teamwork, as we always say. Kasi nga, it's more of passing instead of yung individual skills. And number two is the fact that each one has a role to play.
Yeah.
And you have to play your role well for the team to be able to score.
Right.
So I think in terms kasi of what skills you can learn from this sport, I would think that should be one way you can explain why the sport should be introduced, di ba? Kasi nga you because some people might say, but kung magne-netball pa when we already have basketball, di ba? We're providing them with another different activity, that's one. And of course, in terms of the skills to be learned, there's a difference compared to the other sports. Mm. So hopefully the kids will also appreciate it. Yan yung point doon.
Yeah, oh. Mm. Kasi dito talaga, there's no, you really need to pass it. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're only allowed to hold it for 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So as soon as you get it, as soon as you catch the ball, that's
pass
one.
It on.
Mm-hmm. And then after you look, and then you have to throw.
Based mm-hmm. reaction
so time. Yeah, it's really a quick game. Mm-hmm. Really quick game. Isipin lang nila kanan na madali when you watch mm-hmm. it. But when you play it, it's actually very difficult because kailangan mo gumawa ng way to get out of your... Kasi usually it's a man-to-man defense.
Right.
Kailangan mo bumitaw doon. Pag bumitaw mo and then kukuha ka pa ng bola. So, and ang difference dito with basketball, kasi basketball, when you catch it, you can step pa eh, di ba?
Okay.
And then dribble. Uh-huh. This one, hindi. You have to land it with one foot.
Oh.
And you can't move it. Once you land it, kasi there's an infraction for that. It's a turnover. If you move your feet. So, nung naano nga namin, it's a... pag when you explain it, medyo hindi mo mapamaintindihan. Diba, diba? You really have to experience play the... experience it and play the game.
But ikaw, what do you like most of handball?
Netball?
Oh, netball, sorry. Sorry.
Netball? What it's actually like a thinking game.
Oh!
It's a thinking game. For me, as a defensive player, it's really a thinking game. Because you have to find ways... on how to make sure na hindi niya makuha yung bola. So if she goes out, you go in, and you have to look for her weakness. Because, di ba, pag nakuha niya yung bola, may chance ka pa rin naman to defend her.
Right.
You have to go back, di ba, 3 feet, pwede hands up, pwede mo siyang hands up, or pwede mo siyang talunan, pwede mo siyang block. So actually, you need to distract them.
Okay.
Yun yung ano doon. But most of the time, pasok yun.
Okay.
So, tayo pasok yun. But diba? There are ways to distract. It's a thinking game. For me, ang netball.
Ikaw din, nung nagturo ka, what did you like most about netball? You experienced it also, diba?
Yeah. Course. Well, of course, yun nga, the idea of passing na walang opportunity to hog the ball, not like in basketball.
Yeah.
And tama nga yung sinabi ni Seya, it's a thinking game. You have to, before you receive it, you already have to know, kanino ko ito ipapasa next? Yeah. Kasi 3 seconds lang.
3 seconds
lang. Oo. Hindi yung kagaya ng basketball, nagdi-dribble ka, then you look around and try to spot who's free, tsaka mo ipapasa. Ito hindi. Kailangan yung peripheral vision gamit. Because you have to know where everybody is, your teammates are. So that when you receive, you already have an idea kung kanino mo ipapasa.
Actually, for others, the good players, while they're getting the ball in the air, they're actually already looking on where to throw it. And one would go already. Okay. Usually, there's a open area na doon tatakbo yung player, your teammate, and then catch the ball.
Wow.
Oh, you really have to catch it in the air. You can't just go forward.
So, nag-iisip ka the whole time, no?
Yeah.
Go back, say, babasa or what?
And the other thing there is, yun nga, sinabi ni Seya na ringless yung bola eh. So, ring lang siya, walang backboard.
Okay.
So, kailangan eksakto yung pag-shoot mo ng bola. Hindi kagaya dun sa basketball, you can use the backboard to make your ball go in. Ito hindi, kailangan eksakto yung arc para makapasok yung bola.
And the size of the ring, unlike basketball, diba, you can shoot actually kasha dalawa.
Right, diba? Right.
Netball hindi. Mm-hmm. It's almost parang halos yun lang yung size. Konti lang talaga yung ano niya para ma-shoot mo.
So sa isang match, gano, sa 1 hour, ilan yung usual points? Ano average na
a good
score?
Team.
Okay.
A good team would make around, against another good team, probably around 60 to 70.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So imagine mo kung basketball yun.
Grabe.
Times 2. Diba? So that's 120 points more
or less. At 1 point lang to all throughout, diba?
Oh, 1 point lang yun. At dalawang tao lang yung nag-shoot dun.
Wow.
Nung 60-70 points na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang ang task 67. Nila. Yun yung maganda dun kasi may task eh.
Right,
and if you have to do your job, and if you don't do your job properly from one end to the other end, wala na.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wala na walang mangyayari sa team. Kumari, if from the defensive, if we get the ball and we throw it going to the middle, and then hindi nila mabipapasa, wala na kayong shoot.
Wow.
Yun yun.
So specific ba yung role within the game, di ba may breaks, di ba? You can't change roles. Throughout the game, that's your role for this entire hour.
No, you can change it
okay.
Each quarter.
Okay.
Quarter, you can change. So, kumpare, if ako naging keeper, I can be a goal defense for the next quarter. Mm. Pwede yan ipalit. Or I can be also in the offense.
Alright.
If I am a very versatile player and from the defense to the offense, I can change it.
Right. Mm. Alright. So, mga teammates, ayan, marami pa tayong natutunan about netball. Marami pa po tayong matututunan pa sa pagpabalik pa rin po ng LabCoin Sports. Ang oras po natin ay 30 minuto na makaraan ng alas 5 ng hapon. And this is UP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. This is UP 1602, kasali ka.
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni John John?
Ay, napakasaya nun! Pati yung graduation ni Lynn sa kolehiyo.
Naku, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Overthink on!
Revealan na to!
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko na yun!
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang it ka, gawin mo na!
First line pa nga lang
daw. Huwag mo siya lang ng maraming PSA, ang dami akong naiisip!
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito ah.
Tropang Radyo!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radyo! 7 to 8pm mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Dude, chillax muna tayo sa labas.
Sure, dude. Ilang sticks ba yung dala mo?
3 packs, man.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Ayan, yan ang napapala ng adik sa paninigarilyo. At mas malala pa dyan ang pwedeng mangyari sa'yo. Huwag manigarilyo para magpaka-cool dahil hindi cool ang sunog na baga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
LabCoin Sports, ang talakayang pampalakasan para bolahan.
Ay, mga teammates, tayo may nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa LabCoin Sports at patuloy nga po natin nag-usapan ang tungkol pa rin sa netball, kasama pa rin si teammate Sean. Ayan, teammate, ito, kwento mo naman sa amin. Di ba pang ilang SEA Games mo ito?
Yeah, this is my first.
First SEA Games, pero you've been to a lot of international competitions.
Yes.
Na, no? What is so special about this SEA Games competition in Singapore?
For me, kasi this one special because ako, I have to give it to the hosting account, the one who hosted, which is Singapore.
Okay.
Dating pa lang namin, we were very impressed on how organized they are, on how much they really take care of the delegates. Everything is well taken care of. Ang maganda din doon kasi when we got there, ang daming volunteers.
Oh.
Na yung volunteers, the one din wearing purple, sila yung mga LO, mga liaison officers, mga yan. May maraming Pilipino.
Okay.
Andiyo Pilipino.
Talaga?
Kasi matutuwa ka talaga. Siguro for me, it's kasi marami din tayong mga OFWs dun.
Yeah.
And another good experience about this is because the feeling that when they see you, they're really happy seeing you. Mm. And seeing you that you're a part of the team. And then usually, actually for me, that was a good experience. They would call you and ask if they can have a picture with you. And then they're really proud. Yeah. Naturally, with their kids, may kita mo yung mga nagbe-vacation, tapos sabay din nagkataon, tapos papakuha sila ng picture kasama ng mga bata. I think that was one of the good experience that I had there. And the feeling na I wasn't outside the country playing. Mm. I was also, because madami, sobrang daming Pilipino talaga nanonood doon.
Yun talaga yung best part na pagiging atleta ng Pinoy, no? Kasi parang pagdating mo ibang bansa,
Maraming Pinoy.
Iba, ibang klase. Kasi yeah. May ipapatsin ko with other countries, hindi ganun eh.
Ah, talaga?
Hindi ganun. Sa atin, ibang klase.
Wow.
Oh. Yung good thing.
You know, I think that's ano, parang one of the our strengths as a Filipino. Yeah, kasi nga, pag nasa ibang bansa ka, and makakita ka ng fellow Filipino, tuwan-tuwa kang diba? Kaibiganin o i-welcome yung taong yun. Ganun, ano? Kasi ako naranasan ko rin yun eh na ano, yung lalapit sa'yo, di ba Pilipino ka, gano'n.
Tatagalogin ka
na
agad.
Oo, para just ma-practice yung pagtatagalog, no? Lalo na kung matagal na sila wala sa...
Walang kausap na Pinoy. Oo,
walang kausap na Pinoy. At saka yung willingness to help you na even give you some tips about saan kayo pupunta, saan kayo, saan yung pinaka, malaki makukuha mong exchange rate.
Oh, yeah.
Sa pera. Oh, kasi malaking tulong yan sa,
right.
Sa Pinoy.
Definitely.
So, I think that's one of the pluses of being at yun nga at an international event,
mm-hmm.
and there's a large Filipino community in that area,
right.
So that they can help. In assisting you in your needs,
right.
Yeah, they really watch the games, they mm-hmm. were there, they mm-hmm. took time, and imagine mo nag-leave pa sila kasi for the SEA Games.
May trabaho pa rin ba sa Singapore even during SEA Games?
Meron naman. Pero yung mga nag-volunteer nga, naka-leave sila. Sabi ko, mag-leave ko. Gano'ng katagal yung leave nyo?
Mm-hmm.
Sabi nila, mga 2 weeks, nag-leave sila para lang makatulong lang dun sa SEA Games.
Yeah. I heard you guys had a pretty tough or hectic schedule.
Oh, it was tough. It was rough.
Grabe talaga.
Really rough. Pagkadating pa lang namin,
mm-hmm.
hapon na agad training na kami.
Wow! Wala nang sightseeing.
Walang time. Ang only time na sightseeing namin yung katabing mall sa OCBC, which is yun yung sports complex. Yun lang. Kasi wala eh. Ang schedule mo dyan, tapos may games kami sa afternoon.
Mm.
We have 45 minutes to an hour na run-through in the morning. And then afternoon, sa afternoon doon ang games namin. So that was... It's 5, 6, 7 days. Ganun kami.
Wow.
Ganun kami.
So, ilang oras lang yun nakakatulog?
Nakakatulog naman. Oo, kasi as athletes, ganyan, meron yan lights out, di ba?
Talaga.
By 9 o'clock, kailangan, na kami, settled na kami lahat sa...
So, strict kayo dun sa hotel nyo? Or kailangan strict si coach dun sa hotel na parang...
Hindi naman, matatanda na kami. But we follow it.
Okay.
As athletes, even though the coach trusts you na, ikaw din
discipline
mismo,
din
you put the discipline on yourself. By 9 o'clock, I need to be inside the room, and kung kahit hindi ka matutulog pa, whatever you want, read a book or watch TV, at least rested ka na sa room mo.
We saw this clip from Facebook, no? Nakita ko lang sa YouTube. Sobrang interesting nung start, kasi parang may lights. May concert din. Lahat ng players in-introduce. Can you tell us about it?
Actually, that's one of our favorite parts. Favorite part. Super favorite namin. Kumari, tatakaan na kayo introduce isa-isa. Kumari, goal shooter. Kumari, Michiko Castaneda. And then you go and there's a light, spotlight back. Tapos bigla na lang nakalagay doon. GS. Doon katatayo, which is the goal, stands for goal shooter. And then the first 7 will be introduced in that way. And then the reserves.
For every competition, ganon, you start?
Yes, and
nice.
The ones at the bench are, we call reserves.
Okay.
They will be also called, including with the coaches.
Wow, so this due acknowledgement or grabbing acknowledgement niya actually.
Oh, grabe. At ang ganda, parang feeling mo talaga, this is really cool. Gaganon ka, di ba?
Para silang mga stars.
Diba? Diba?
And there were kids also who would come up and ask for your autograph. Actually, two girls.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the nice part of it when you see their faces and they're happy to see that you're signing something for them, taking pictures with them.
Oh. And I think for women in particular, mm-hmm. because parang here in our country, parang disadvantaged ng women when it comes to sport. We're not given the same amount of support as men's sports.
But it's starting to change,
with this kind of exposure, mm-hmm. we're in a way promoting this among yun nga, little girls, and who knows that they might decide to get into that sport when awesome. They grow up. So importante yan din talaga na they get to see these actual games,
right.
And think in the future now, well, hey, I can do that. It's an right. interesting game. So you right. give them ideas na what kind of activity they would like to do.
Yeah, and netball is only played by mm. by women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are no men, nurse, no, mm-hmm. walang lalaki naglalaro yes. ng netball. And mm-hmm. the one thing attractive about it is that you play with ang uniform namin is like a dress.
Yeah.
It's like a dress.
Ang kulit ng damit nila.
Yeah.
And when girls see it, oh, that's nice. Yung ganon. Oh, it's so, like, it's very dainty.
Oh,
really? Diba, unlike in other sports na, like basketball, very shorts, loose yeah. shorts. And ganon. This one's really dainty.
Talaga. Oh. Mm.
So wow. parang it emphasizes your femininity. Mm-hmm. Ganun yung dating.
That's nice. That's nice. And sa experience niya natin sa SEA Games, no, ano yung mga na-appreciate mo na little details in the way that the game is organized? Like may I heard may marami daw napamigay na staff.
As soon as we arrived, may welcome kit na agad kami na binigay ng Singapore. We had towels, bags. We were really parang wow.
Ganun pa talaga din? I mean, we organized SEA Games also here, di ba?
Oo.
Ganun din.
Well, as I said, depende dun sa host nation kung can afford. Sa atin, hindi na afford
So, anong ginawa natin? I mean, we had that in 2005 ba yun? Or?
Well, it really, as I said, depende dun sa host nation kung anong pwedeng i-give away nila.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently sila,
Singapore sila.
Can afford the bag, the towel, hindi ba? Kasi syempre, pag kinompute-compute mo, tapos you multiply that by the number of athletes.
Yeah, ginano namin eh. Kasi, ang dami. May Tumblr, may vouchers pa kami. There were vouchers given to us as parang discounts. So, we can buy souvenirs at a discounted price pa.
Mm-hmm.
With our IDs, we get, I think, 15-20 off on mga certain shirts that we can buy. Kaya nga nagulat nga kami. Sabi namin, wow, grabe naman to. And everyone yun.
Wow.
Yun nga na sabi ko, yung even the EasyLink, yung MRT nila for you to go around, they give you that. And it has a load of $30, 30 Singapore dollars already.
Sarap.
So, talagang inisip nila lahat.
Right, right. Grabe.
Yeah, I think that's the parang strength ng Singapore, magaling sila mag-organize nitong mga activities. If you remember, sila yung first host ng Youth Olympics.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think that was two years ago.
Really?
So, yung marami na silang experience sa ganitong klaseng mga events. And with each experience, naturally, your knowledge increases and you find ways and means to make it more meaningful for the participant. And I remember nga attending a conference lang yun ha. Okay. Even the there were refrigerators in every nook and cranny dun sa sports institute nila na you are free to take whatever drink you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Doon, ganun din. They're free. Mm. For athletes, they're free 100 plus water and snacks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And there was one area na kamuta ka mention. It's like a suite. They call it the Nila Suite where the athletes hang out. They have Xbox, karaoke, massage chairs. Yung massage chairs.
Seryoso, boss.
Yung maganda talaga nakaupo. Yung mga nakaupo na ano. Ganun. Tapos free overflowing food that you can take. Whatever you want, pretzels, burgers, everything.
Disiplina mo na lang kakainin mo.
Pero sobra din silang disiplina because in the hotel that we stayed, the food, syempre it has to be actually halal.
Okay.
Kasi most are the country. So, ginawa na nilang halal. But you would see there the calories nakalagay doon. Calories and ganyan, nakasulat doon. Kani food, para alam mo yung intake mo.
Wow.
Ganon, nakalagay doon.
Ganon sa first word.
Maganda yun, di ba? Kita mo? Nakasulat kung how many calories yung
calories,
na
fat,
yung kakainin mo doon.
Wow. That's for every meal that you take?
Yes, lahat nung nakaserve doon, nakalagay kung ano yung
Wow.
Kasi I remember ngayon nga yung seminar workshop I attended there. Yung they really teach even the parents of the kids of athletes mm-hmm. what meals to prepare for them.
Really?
A nutritionist really sits down with the parents and plans the child's meals.
Wow.
So, habang bata pa lang, they're already learning how to eat correctly yung mga athletes nila.
Wow.
And I can understand na syempre pagdating when they're older and even with in such an event na international in scope, in-apply rin nila yon.
Of course.
So, everything inisip na lang. Even kasi athletes nowadays, we do ice baths, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
They have freezers of ice in the hotel and in the venue for the athletes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pati yun, inisip pa nila para hindi na yun kailangan tanungin. Diba? Nandun ang nakalagay lang.
Wow. So, you experienced that? Is it the first time?
Na
na-experience mo yung mga ice bath?
Ay, grabe. It's really painful. I tell you. It is not a happy experience.
Was it the first time for you?
Well, usually kasi we just dip hanggang
diba?
Knee. Oh. No, we had to dip really, alam mo, in a trash bin. Mm-hmm. Dip ourselves up to here.
Neck level?
For 5 minutes, hindi. Shit. We have to do it after game, you know, for faster recovery the following day. But it's really, 5 minutes feels like an hour. Parang ganun yung feeling mo.
Grabe. But this, they don't only take care of their teams, no? Talagang all the other teams.
Lahat talaga.
So yung ganung gasing service, andun sa...
Nandun, ganun din sila.
Wow, we have a lot to learn from Singapore.
Oh, and their rooms, we have, there's a pre-game room, there's a post-game room.
What was that?
For the games, para alam mo yung turnover, hindi lang kumari, diba dati, ani lang natin isang room lang para dyan na yung ano. Hindi, they have a pre-game, post-game.
What happens in the post-game room?
Nandoon yung ice bath mo, nandoon yung sa post-game.
Wow. Pre-game?
Nandoon, wala naman, yun yung mas maayos. Maayos kasi nagbibihis kayo, maayos, and they have your drinks and your snacks, everything there.
Wow.
Pagdating din sa post, naka-ready na yung for your ice bath and bihisan mo dun.
Wow. What can I say? Wow. Sige, mangarap tayo din. we can
dadating din tayo sa ganung panahon. Hopefully. 20 years.
Imagine where Singapore will be in 20 years. Where we will be at 20 years. Wow, a lot of things to talk about. Tapos pagbabalik po na ating last episode dito pa, last segment na dito pa rin po sa Lab Kuang Sports. Ang oras po natin ay 13 minuto na lamang bago sumapit ang alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika na makinig sa
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman,
tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me? Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Mga teammates, tayo na magbabalik dito po sa Love Ko Ang Sports. Ito lang po ng last segment natin para pa rin sa ating episode on netball. Ayan, teammates, say Ann, may mga natanggap lang kaming scoop dito, no? Issued, ano daw, big deal daw. Naging sikat na usapin nung ang SEA Games, yung age. Kasi nga daw, nasa Philippines yung, ano ba, most senior?
Yeah, the way they wrote it was most senior.
Right? And who's that? Who's that most senior player?
Well, actually, it's me.
That happens to be you.
Wow. Yeah, it happens to be me.
At if you don't mind, at what age na ba tayo ngayon?
Actually, I'm 41.
Wow. 41 and still playing
SEA
Games.
And still playing, hindi ba? I think that's nothing to be ashamed about.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah.
You must be very proud of it.
I am. I never thought that that at this age, I would be still playing, given the chance to play actually in SEA Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hindi ba? And for women nga, kasi nga, this idea na parang you should stop at a certain age, maybe because of the responsibilities of family and childcare. Right. So, apparently for Se-An, it's not a problem. Wow. Maybe because your husband is also very supportive.
Yes.
And the same time, even with your son, you're being a good role model that you are continuing with a physical activity despite your age, hindi ba?
Yeah, you should find time. Eh. You should take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of others? Mm-hmm. Ako yun yung always thinking ko eh. Mm-hmm. If you're not healthy, paano marinanin yung family mo? And ayun, and I'm also lucky because my husband is as a coach, he understands also my needs. And syempre may time din na ano yun, ako din kailangan ko rin
syempre.
Pero he knows it eh. He understands it.
So for any individual, kasi you have to have a goal, a reason for exercising, okay. Diba? And for athletes, you work out because you're going to compete.
Right.
So and for many individuals, that for them to remain motivated in working out, then you have to set a goal. Right. And competition is one such good goal, hindi ba? Right. Thinking that you're going to be competing means you have to continue with your training na despite the fact na ilang oras yan din na takes you away from your family.
Right. Yeah, kasi when we started training, our only rest day was Fridays.
Wow. So even Saturday, Sunday had training?
Saturdays and Sundays. So I really had to balance everything, how to take care of a family and train and out for others. Luckily for me, I don't work.
Right.
I take care of a family. But for others, they also, I'm the only one who's married and has a kid. But the others work. So it's still also difficult in working and then after you would train at night and then the next day and work again early morning.
Wow. Mm-hmm. At what age do you plan to stop?
Actually, they asked me that. Our coach from Singapore asked me before we left, do you still want to play? Because as long as my body lets me, allows me to play, I
so
will
no
play.
So no limits.
No, as long as my body allows me to play, I will
it's
play.
It's only a number.
It's only a number. It's how you take care of your body.
Wow, yes. Grabe. What is your message for every woman? Para Miss Universe, eh, no?
Yan na message, well, really no? Well, yun, don't let age, actually, hamper whatever you want to do in life. Mm. Ako, I never thought at this age I could still be playing international and playing a new sport. So anything is possible. It's as long as you put your mind into it, set your mind into it, you can do it. Eh. Well, yun yung dapat lang isipin lang ng mabay. And if there's a chance for you to try something new, go ahead. Sometimes opportunities like this don't just fall on your lap. There's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, I guess we never expected would be a part of netball. And we're hopefully we can also share this to other women to learn a new sport here. It's a very good option to have another sport to play. And we hope that in the near future, ano yun, magkaroon ng following tong ano, netball.
Andin, gusto mo bang sumali sa netball? Next year, next 11 years.
Kung kakayanin din ang kaya ng body ko.
Yun.
Wow, very nice. And how can the our listeners support your team or anything they can follow, check out?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We're called the Siklab Pilipinas.
Siklab Pilipinas.
Yes, netball. They can search that and like our page and see, because we will be posting there any activities if ever we'll be having clinics or we'll be going to school. So, and personally, we'll also be informing our friends in Facebook as well. So, yun. Check na lang nila yun.
Check that out, guys. Siklab Pilipinas. All right. Thank you very much, Sayan. Sobrang salamat sa pagpunta dito.
And thank you.
Thank you for inspiring our teammates.
Yeah, thank you then also for inviting us. And it's good to see Ma'am Lani again after so long. When wow. She was a part of the Filipiniana. Wow. The time when I entered in college, she was a part of the Filipiniana.
And she's the advisor now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for
future member lang, ano. Netball.
Pwede. Pwede. It's never
supporter
too late.
Supporter na lang. Supporter.
But never too late to learn another sport.
Well, if you want. Alright, mga teammates, natapos na lang po isang napakasaya ating kwentuhan tungkol pa rin sa netball. Susunod na po ang UP nating mahal. Ayan po, ang oras po natin ay 4 na minuto na lamang bago sumapit ang alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sabay-sabay tayo dun sa last line. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!